One can use the bread for other things other than eating. It's done in a fashion that the bread stays the way it is, doesn't get dirty or filthy or wet or whatever. If you're going to do something that afterwards you won't be able to eat the bread, then you should not do that. And that applies to any type of food. Food should not be used in a fashion that you're not eating it and using it in a way that it won't be edible afterwards. You don't put raw meat on top of a piece of bread. You should not have a cup of liquid that is full over the bread, because there's a reasonable chance it will spill on the bread. If you have a bowl or a plate that has something on it, don't use the bread to support it. If there's a certain room of concern that something in that bowl or plate will fall on the bread and get it wet and unpleasant. Hey, you're dying the yain. Was not to use wine for washing his hands. It's considered also to be dying of the wine. I mean, chayes and mosif, whether they have water mixed in it or not. Any type of washing of hands is exhausted. Yeah. He's stressing not that he feels designed, because a certain opinion that saying that he feels designed for studios has to be adapted with water. When talks about problems, he learned before that certain foods can be thrown. That's not, there's nothing after them, you should throw them. Bread, even if you throw it on the table in a fashion that it will not get unpleasant, you just want to throw it to somebody on the other side of the table, still consider designed for bread. Bread is more sensitive than other foods. Same shame zokim tefaska and zokim oichum and the most amazing drinker. Other foods, it's hard to throw them if they will get dirty, wet, etc. Be unpleasant by the fact that we're growing. If they throw things that have a feel on them and they won't, nothing will happen if you throw them, like nuts in the shells, pomegranates, and quinces in the fillets. There's a basket full of figs, dried figs, and if you sit on it, it squishes the fruit underneath you. That's a design. You should not do that. A hard chunk of pulverized fig, you can sit on it because it's just a hard piece of thing. You're not going to crush it or anything. The same thing with a basket full of beans. And the like also does not affect the beans. Still give a mutter, lechel, beans to the pass, and come cat, lish, yochel, pass, chaka. You can use a piece of bread as your spoon to eat porridge, but you should eat the food, the bread afterwards. In other words, you're writing bread for something as long as you can eat the bread also. People are more careful about the love him. They eat a little bit of the bread every time they dip the bread into the porridge. I was assumed to use it solely for getting the porridge into his mouth, and only at the end eat the bread. But every time he puts the porridge in his mouth, eats a little bit of the bread. And also, if he finished all his porridge and he has a little bit of the bread left over, he should finish it. They had some type of act that they would do in front of the chosen mekala, which they have wine go from one tube to another tube. As long as it's not going to waste, it's just going from one clay to the other, it's going up in there and going on to another one, and it's left. You also have roasted barley or wheat and nuts you could throw in front of them and the stomach, because there's no mud outside, it doesn't get dirty. In the winter time, when there's mud on the ground, you should not throw these things because they get unpleasant full of the mud. Certain places on offer they used to throw raisins, and the Mishabur said it's not a good meaning because they're soft and they get unpleasant on the tongue. One is not allowed to throw bread under all conditions, even if it will not affect the looks of the bread. If you want to throw bread for somebody at the end of the table, also, you should not do that. People that throw grains of wheat in front of the chosen, they have to throw it in the place which is clean, so that the wheat won't go to waste. And afterwards, brew them away from the oil, so people shouldn't stand on them. It's also tied. Somebody put a liquid into his mouth. He forgot to make a bracha. He can't make a bracha with him in his mouth because his mouth is full of him. He can't spit it out because he needs his water. If he has an abundance of water or liquid, then he can just spit it out. But if he wants to drink now and he needs what he has in his mouth, then the eitzah is to swallow it. And according to the Mechavi, do not make a bracha on it. Of course, the bracha has to be before you swallow it. Ramo holds that no, since you reminded yourself while the liquid is still in your mouth, then you're mechuyev for bracha and you can make it afterwards. But the Mishabu says most achronim disagree with that, and therefore they say that lemaisa, if you have the liquid in your mouth and you need to swallow it, just swallow it without a bracha, and you do make a bracha achronim if you drank a herbis.